Advanced centering, getting into the heart. I have come across several bits of information from many different yet cohesive knowledge sources. If you recognize some, it is because I've incorporated direct quotes that are perfection in their meaning. It is important for you to take the responsibility of creating this or a similar meditation as a habit in your life. We're going to surpass silence, and yet the ultimate goal is to go into the silence while completely conscious of everything. Now, this may not occur today, as there's much work and practice to do, yet it may still be immediate for some. It's all up to you. Let your success match your need. Now, there's several things we're going to incorporate to make this work brilliantly. And first, we're going to imagine ourselves as a child, just playing a game. What we're going to do is just a game. And that's what we're going to do, play a game, just as a child plays. This is a lighthearted adventure and just a game. We, while following the path of instruction, can take the childlike notion of simply having fun with each and every step. Giggle, laugh in your heart, listen to all the instruction with your heart. I notice my grandson, when he talks or listens, he listens with his whole body. He's moving all over the place. I'm here, he says as he points to his chest, his little whole body contracts. I'm here, I'm here. He talks with his whole body, not his brain. It is Asher interacting 100% with God's energy coursing through his body. So you say to yourself now, I listen and act with the center of my being, not my head. I place a big sign like a child would over my head that says, Child Zone, there shall be no thinking here. Now, first of all, it's very important to have gratitude. Gratitude for all of our teachers and guides before any attempt to the heart. I remember being so grateful to Alexander for developing the programs that would later save my life. I think that's why his spoken word so meant very much to me. Now, second, it's easiest to do this exercise again. I'm going to stress this. If you think of it as a game, seriousness of the mind will only interfere with the outcome of this exercise. It will stop your involvement. So just have fun. For it's your childlike nature that's going to allow you to easily enter into the heart. So first we're going to do this. We're going to breathe. Become very aware of your breathing. So what we're going to do, when I count to three, I want you to breathe in and hold your breath and then count seven heartbeats. Just focus all of your attention with all of your might and all of your awareness into your heart. I want to get you sort of tuned in that this is the direction we're going to. And then once we count those seven breaths, you let the air out of your mouth as slow as possible. Then we're going to repeat that process for 21 heartbeats. Okay? And or just honor your body and let the air out as slowly as you can through your mouth. And then we're just going to begin. So get in a nice comfortable position. And just begin to breathe naturally, focusing your attention on your breath. When I count to three, you'll hold your breath. Breathe in and hold your breath. Okay, one, two, three. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in a little more. Get it in there. Breathe in. Fill your whole stomach and chest. Fill it up and hold. Put the air out of your mouth as slowly as possible. Sort of feels like you're out of breath, but just do it anyway. Now, when I count to three, we're going to breathe in again, but this time 21 heartbeats. Just get tuned in to your heart. So one, two, three, breathe in, breathe in, breathe in, breathe in, breathe in some more, breathe in more and more, and hold. And let the air out of your mouth as slowly as you possibly can. And we begin. Heart meditation. I concentrate all of my energy now with all of my awareness and might into the center of my head. Any and all thoughts directed to the center of my head. I continue to all of the thoughts that I have are easily sent to the center of my head. I just use my imagination, all my power, every cell and space of my body, for example. I just turn it into an arrow that points this way, right to the center of my head. And it redirects all of my attention to the center of my head. I redirect it and I redirect it again, right to the center of my head. No matter how these thoughts come or where they come from, or even thoughts saying, what am I thinking? Go straight to the center of my head. Maybe I put them on a bus or a little toy plane. Maybe I float them in a cloud, but I just do it. Maybe I create a whirlpool and just sucks them all into the center of my head. I just realize now that all of my thoughts are going straight to the center of my head. I allow this to happen for these next few seconds. As every single thought that I have keeps being directed and redirected and redirected again into the center of my head. All those stray thoughts, all those subconscious thoughts, conscious thoughts, superconscious, whatever you want to call them, right to the center of my head. Going in, the center of my head. And I soon become aware of a vast universe, just like looking up at the sky itself. Only this universe is specifically known only to me. And while concentrating all of my energy into the center of my head, I connect my head to the center of this universe, however my imagination chooses. I see a vast galaxy of color and light and sound. I see the universe, the colors, the planets, the swirling lights and the stars, and one star stands out brightly and beckons me, why I realize that this is my own divine star. I realize that this star is actually me. It is my light to the world. It is the energy of whom I am. I can actually see the connection from me to this star in the form of a rainbow beam of light carrying love, life and light from me to the star and from this star right back to me. This rainbow of light explodes into every cell of my body. I see it happening in my imagination. Maybe I'm running around setting off dynamite throughout all my cells. It just explodes in these brilliant and beautiful colors. I feel this light illuminate every cell, every bone, every muscle, sinew and tissue in my body, even the hair on my head. This light pours out through both my feet and the base of my spine, going straight down to the center of the earth, one beautiful spear of light going from my left foot to the center of the earth, and yet another one from my right foot to the center of the earth, and still another from the base of my spine going down to the center of the earth. And I notice that it forms a very powerful and beautiful pyramid that connects into the center of Mother Earth. I send golden spirals of light down each of these beautiful tiers of light going straight to the center of the earth. And I bask in the energy and wisdom at the center of the earth as I simultaneously thrive in the energy of my own star in my own universe. Now, when entering the heart, it's important to express gratitude. So I take this moment now to acknowledge all of the teachers that I have ever had, ever known, and some that I even still don't know, for the greatness that they are. I feel and know the presence of my teachers, and we all begin to breathe as one. It's like they just come out of nowhere, and they're here. And now, like a child, I command of the simplest form. I just know it. I don't think it. It just happens. I know with my imagination from a place deep within not my head. I place tiny little pyramids in each and every cell of my body. I next place a pyramid around my body, and then around the entire place where I am sitting. I can do this in my imagination, just one little heartbeat. And this is a massive pyramid like the pyramids in Egypt. I have already gone beyond thinking. I just know. I know that soon I shall be in the center of my heart, the most powerful place in the universe. So I simply tell myself, I now prepare to center myself, to journey into my connection to all that is, to center myself in the deep of my heart, my connection to Source. To do this, I first visualize the color red. Red is the color of the outer physical body. I relax my body from head to toe. Relax, relax, relax. I travel through my body and my imagination, and I release all the tension within. I just relax. With each and every breath, my body becomes more relaxed and more relaxed. I am becoming so relaxed that I feel all of my muscles just giving way. The tension of my body leaving, the concerns of my mind just going away. I relax. Relax again, and I relax again. And now going ever inward towards the center of my body, my heart, I next visualize the color orange. Orange is the color of emotions. A natural orange fills my vision. Whenever I visualize the color orange, I release and let go all my emotional attachments to all people, to all places, to all events and happenings in my life. For I truly wish to be in this very moment. I desire to be in the totality of the now. Whenever I visualize the color orange, I simply presence myself in this moment now. I release all thoughts and attachments to my past. Moving ever now towards the center of my being, the seat of my soul, I next visualize the color yellow. Yellow like the sun itself. I go into my true mind by passing by all thought, and I travel into my very existence. I let my attention shift to a place on earth that I feel is the most beautiful place in the world. I do this with all of the cells of my body. Yes, somewhere inside me, not just my head. Maybe I see a beautiful meadow, a mountain, even a desert, or the middle of the ocean. I see this most magnificent scene from nature in great detail. If it is a desert, I see the cactus, the insects, the lizards, the tumbleweeds. I feel the heat and I smell the fragrance of the dirt and the clean air. Maybe if it's a mountain scene, I smell the fragrance of the mountain air. I see all the animals living there. I feel the cool mountain air and the warmth of the sun upon my face at the same time. I can actually sense the mountains, their permanence, their magnificence, and the white billowing clouds floating by above my head. I see and sense the forest and the trees moving with the wind. I touch the trees and they touch me back. I see the deer and the elk and little rabbits and squirrels. I am fascinated even by a slug crawling across the depth, dense forest floor. I smell the clear water and feel the energy of the mountain streams. I begin to feel so much love for this place and for all the nature that surrounds me. I continue to grow into this space of love with nature until I can feel in my heart beating to the warmth of my own love. I enjoy this moment as my inner child plays in the dirt, the water, and the forest. Maybe I ride dragonflies to rescue miniature beings caught by some bad guy. I let my imagination just soar. I soar. Maybe I'm on the back of an eagle. I'm riding a great bear on the belly of a whale. I am free to do whatever I wish. After all, I'm just a kid, and my imagination is unlimited. When the time is right, in these next few moments, I send my love to the center of the earth, using my intention so that Mother Earth can directly feel the love that I have for her. It is my true intention to send this love from the deepest of my soul, every cell of my body. I send this love from every cell of my body. I just smile. I smile the smile of knowing that I am the boss of myself. It is I, my own true Lord and Master. Then I wait in these next few moments of silence until Mother Earth sends her love back to me. I can feel it. I am her child, and I know she loves me. I see myself jumping up into the Divine Mother's lap as she tickles me and coddles me right down to my bones. This may look like my actual mother, but it is the Divine Mother. She hugs me and I giggle and laugh in my heart. And as my mother's love and light enters my body, I open completely, allowing this love to move anywhere throughout my body. I let it enter all of my cells. I even command it to enter all of my cells. I let it move throughout my entire light body. I let it move wherever it wishes to move. I feel this beautiful love my mother has surrounded me with and remain in this union with Mother Earth until it feels complete. She tickles me and I laugh inside. And now, at the right moment, without breaking the love union with my mother, I look to my Father, to my Heavenly Father. I look to the rest of creation beyond the earth. I place my attention on that beautiful night sky, that universe deep inside the center of my head. And I see the Milky Way. I watch the planets and the moon swirl around me and the earth. And I can feel the sun hidden behind the earth, its warmth coming up from deep within. And suddenly I realize the incredible depth of space that I am. I feel the love that I have for the Father. For this, the Divine Father is the spirit of all creation, except the Divine Mother. I let this love move into the heavens with my intention. And I send this love any way that I wish. After all, I'm just a kid and I can invent any way that I want to send this that comes to me. Maybe it's a rocket ship, a tiny sphere, a burst of light, a beautiful star. It's totally up to me. I let my imagination soar. And with my intention, I send this love to the heavens, and I send it to the unity consciousness grid around the entire earth. As a child, I might even wonder, what is that? So if I can't see it, I can just send my energy to the sun. And the sun is connected to all the grids, and connected to all the other suns or stars, and eventually to all life everywhere. Once my love has been sent into the heavens to the Divine Father, again I wait. I wait for the Father to love me back. And of course, he will always do so. I am his child forever. and the Divine Father will always love me. And just like with my mother's love, when I feel the love of the Divine Father enter my being, I let it move anywhere it wants to. For it is my Father's love, and it is pure. I can see this as my physical Father, and yet in his form it is the Divine Father. Now, I become aware of something very special happening that rarely happens, and is manifesting right now. The Holy Trinity is alive on earth. The Divine Mother and the Divine Father are joined with me, my spirit, in pure love, and me, the Divine Child. This completes the most powerful triangle, just like the pyramids. I open my heart to the presence of God. I know that in the Holy Trinity state, the presence of God is easily perceivable. I realize in this state my co-creative abilities with God. My imagination kicks in as my inner child bursts forth. I can create flowers to bloom just by walking by them and giggling, or just with the waves of my hand. I can bring all of the cycles in nature into complete harmony and balance of life. I can heal my physical body. I can make water appear wherever it is needed, the sun to shine wherever it is needed, and the soil happily gives off its nutrients. I see the soil nurtured by the beautiful treatment of mankind. I create it instantly. I even see people in harmony with the earth pouring the pure water upon the earth to nurture and cleanse, so that we can have a beautiful place to live and a very cool, pretty, healthy, and fun place to be, with lots of fun and yummy, tasty things to eat. I just smile in co-creation with God. This is real fun. I spend a few moments co-creating with God from the depth of my soul. Remember, no thinking aloud, just play. See the perfect world, the beauty, the splendor of harmony, of peace, of sharing, of creation, in magnificent, splendiferous color. And now I even move further towards the center of my being, and I visualize the most brilliant green color. I enter into even a higher realm of consciousness, the consciousness of peace, the higher spiritual realm. I let peace permeate my entire beingness. Peace. 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 I can feel the warmth of peace in each and every cell of my body. And as each and every cell is intelligent unto itself and connected to every other cell of every being, every plant, every vegetable, every other person, by being peaceful, I send out ripples and waves of peace throughout the universe. In this way, I can actually see and know that I can create peace. Green is the color of peace. 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 I next move closer now to the center of my being, and I visualize the color blue. I let love flow through every cell of my body. I feel the love of my Mother Earth and my Divine Father flowing through my body right now. Blue is the color of love. I let love through my body to actuate my life, to produce my light to the world. Love is the energy source of the universe. Love truly does make the world go round. And now I enter into the higher dimension, the vibration of purple. I have totally abandoned all thought. I just know. I even know with my kid wisdom that I know. I know that I am Superman and Superwoman all rolled into one. I am every superhero that I want to be. I am that I am. I go beyond thinking. I simply know. I transcend all thought. I know that soon I shall be at the center of my very being, the holiest of holy places, the place where I am powerful, respected, heard, truthful, and safe. I move now into the vibration of violet. I am now at the center of my being. I go wherever it is that Mother Father leads me to go. I continue with reckless abandon of any logic or thought. I just hold my magic wand and float, or I just ride my mighty tricycle into the center of all that is. Peace, peace, peace. I sit in silence and allow myself to go wherever my heart leads me to go. Peace. 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 Peace, peace, peace. 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 Sitting in this silence, you may wish to open your eyes and experience this peace. While your eyes are open and easily blend into the everyday world, using every cell of your body to interact, to bring joy, to bring the vibration of being one with all. Spend the rest of your day, the rest of your evening in conscious awareness. You have joined. I have joined. We have joined. All our worlds together. Bless your hearts. Bless your heart. Peace.